Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
John Fenderson is Wheat Technical Product Manager for the Southern Plains for Bayer West Bread. He says 2023 has been a tough production year, and in some locations it'll mean tight seed supplies for planting the 2024 crop.
Seed supplies are going to be pretty tight again. Central Oklahoma is going to be in pretty good shape. I think Central Texas is in good shape. Central Kansas is not necessarily in very good shape. And the western areas are all in pretty tough shape. So if they didn't put wheat under irrigation, that they're going to be tight supplies. So if you have certain varieties that you're particularly interested in, contact your seed supplier, get those supplies secured. I know that seed suppliers in the eastern part of the wheat growing region are saying that they're getting calls earlier this year than they've ever had. So make sure that you secure your seed supplies as soon as possible.
Check with your West Bread sales representative now, or you can go to westbread.com to learn more about the high yielding varieties West Bread offers.
Wheat harvest getting started across the state. I had the opportunity to talk with Paul Paplow from Paplow Harvesting and Trucking about wheat harvest that's going on right now in Wichita Falls and also in Walters, Oklahoma. Well, what have you seen so far in Wichita Falls?
So far, we've had a lot of wet weather. We actually started combining about a week and a half ago. We got 2 hours of combining one night, then it started raining, and we sat for a full week before we did anything else.
Well, I know lots of farmers have been waiting for that rain. So how does that kind of affect things? Are you still able to get in and out of the fields pretty easily, or does it kind of cause a bind for you?
You know, right now it's a little soft, but give us a couple of days, I think it'll firm up pretty nice. So I think between tomorrow and Friday, after that, we should be pretty well good to go again for most ground conditions.
And you mentioned that you've also got folks in Oklahoma harvesting right now.
Yep, correct. We got started yesterday up by Walters, Oklahoma. And their ground conditions are a little bit drier, so they have no trouble moving up there. And they got a very nice crop up there. I'd say 35, 40 bushel wheat, and all the quality is really good on it also.
Since you get to run around and kind of look at all the crops, what have you been seeing as far as wheat conditions?
You know, right down here is pretty good. You get up into Oklahoma and Kansas, it doesn't look so great up there. So hopefully we're surprised what the yields do, but Kansas is going to be a pretty rough year for most farmers there and for harvesters passing through there.
Have you heard of a lot of wheat fields having to be terminated?
You know, I have. I've heard of 25 to 30% of stuff has been abandoned in Kansas this year. As of right now, I feel like we're lucky if we've maybe lost about 10 to 15% of our acres. So we're probably below the average. But yeah, there is a lot of abandonment this year.
Paplow said his next stops for harvest include Kingfisher, Oklahoma, and a few other locations in Kansas. Well, as a speaker at the Cattlemen's Conference that was held last week, Caitlin McCulloch of the Livestock Management Information Center was asked about the future of the beef industry moving forward.
Prices at the retail level have remained relatively stable thus far, and what that tells us is that we're probably not losing a lot of demand, but they haven't really been able to go any higher. And so the question is, do we eventually hit a price point where things really back off? I think we do, but with the recessionary pressure that the consumer might be feeling, that might not actually happen until maybe 2024 or 2025. And so I think we're in an okay place for right now.
The beef cow herd declining in 23 and 24, McCulloch said, means that a new all-time record high is yet to be seen. This does not mean new record highs will not be set in between now and the all-time high. You've got farm news on Ron. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.com. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.